destroying the media lies, and dismantling the narratives, one story at a time. It's the Adrian Slade Show Quick Rant.
He is risen. He is risen indeed. I'm Adrian Slade. Happy Easter. And it was this day where Christ rose from the grave, bringing in new life, allowing you to be a new creation, not one surgically modified, not one done at the hands of a scalpel and mental illness. No, at saving grace. Because this Easter, our wonderful Catholic corn pontifex, Pope Biden, decided he is going to make Easter Sunday Trans Visibility Day, as if they're never seen. Yeah, we never see the trans people. They're not holding their fake boobs on the White House lawn. They're not in every single freaking TV show. They're not helping everybody's ESG score by putting them in commercials and what have you. They're everywhere. They are legion, because that's what this is. This is satanic. You think you can be a new creature by the hands of man? So the White House put out this brief. Now, therefore, I, Joseph R. Biden Jr., President of the United States of America, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution and the laws of the United States, do hereby proclaim March 31st, 2024 as Transgender Day of Visibility. I call upon all Americans to join us in lifting up the lives and voices of transgender people throughout the nation. Now, we're going to lift up the name of Jesus Christ on this day, on this holiest of holy days. Because this is the thing. When we disobeyed God, Adam and Eve, and we took part from the tree of the truth of knowledge of good and evil, we brought in sin. We brought in disease. We brought in deformity. We brought in evil. We brought in decay. We brought in, storms. We brought in all types of things that are against the perfect creation of Christ. So God created the planet. It was a perfect creation. He created us, perfect beings. But because we defied him, we ended up bringing in decay. We brought in the first death, and that death was used to clothe us from our shame. We brought in sin. We brought in evil. And see, that's the thing. We sit here and think, oh, well, we can fix the environment. You know, we'll just drive electric vehicles and we'll, you know, there's one thing to be a conservationist and be a good steward of God's creation, leaving it better than we found it. That's one thing. But to worship the earth, to think that you are going to die because the earth is going to be too hot, or you can't handle all these different storms and what have you, and this is why you are worried about your future. You're in God's perfect creation. You think you can control God's creation? You think you can control all of this? It's the same thing with this transgenderism. You think you're born in the wrong body? You think God created you in the wrong body? That's a rejection of God's creation. That's a rejection of God's perfectness. And that's the thing. When we decide we are going to go down a sinful path, well, then we're going to reject anything godly. And we're going to go into these dark areas, like thinking you were made a woman when you're a man. And to put that on the holiest of holy holidays, this is why when people go, oh, well, Joe Biden's a Catholic, he's a devout Catholic, these people are liars. First off, he's the one who's pushing for abortion. Well, that's not something that, you know, the God of Moloch was the one that, you know, that Jesus destroyed, God destroyed. And that's the God of the sacrifice of babies. And that's what we're doing with abortion. And we're putting the day of saying that God created, God didn't create perfect beings. God was wrong. He created incorrect beings. We're going to make that the day of his resurrection? These people are evil. And if you get to the bottom of environmentalism, animal rights, you get into the bottom of transgenderism, LGBTQ weaponization, you get even to fat shaming, you know, body positivity. It's all communist. Because communists reject God. They don't believe God exists. They believe that they are the be end of all. They are the ultimate authority. And so on this Easter Sunday, not Trans Visibility Day, we have to recognize who is the ultimate authority. The one who died a grisly death and did so in the worst way possible, but then rose from the grave, defeating death, defeating Satan, and rising to his throne. And that's what we celebrate for Easter Sunday. Not some mentally deranged people who think they're born in the wrong body. And the fact that our government is lifting it up, this is why judgment is coming upon America. This is why we have the insanity that we have. You know, God just, at a certain point, and he's done it to Israel numerous times, takes his hand of protection off the country, and it goes into insanity. It goes into Sodom and Gomorrah. It goes into Babylon. It goes into Rome. It goes into the United States. But just think, all we have to do is turn back to God, and we can put things on the right track. Happy Easter. God bless. Praise be to Jesus. He is risen.